From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. Attorneys for Tyler Robinson are trying to get the Utah County Attorney's Office disqualified from prosecuting the case. Robinson is accused of killing political activist Charlie Kirk. In a recent court filing, Robinson's legal team says one of the prosecutors has a family member who witnessed the shooting. The defense attorneys argue this is a conflict of interest because the prosecutor has a personal relationship with a potential witness and victim in the case. The name of the attorney is redacted in the public court filing. Robinson's attorneys allege the county attorney's office has not done anything to prevent the prosecutor's potential bias, so they're asking a judge to disqualify the entire office from handling the case. The federal government put food assistance payments on hold last month. People are now back to using their benefit cards, but there's still uncertainty about the program. Annie Knox with Utah News Dispatch has more.
New work requirements for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, have now kicked in. They apply to people ages 55 to 64 and some parents with teenagers. That was already in the works because of the Big Beautiful Bill. It also cut aid for refugees and many other immigrants who used to be able to get SNAP. Now the government says more changes could be coming. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins alleges the program is, quote, rife with fraud. Last month, she said people in the food assistance program might have to reapply for benefits. Gina Cornea with Utahns Against Hunger worries that uncertainty could make people reluctant to apply for help. And she says those already getting aid might drop out of the program because they don't understand the new system. During the government shutdown in October and November, more Utahns turned to food pantries, and some smaller pantries had to limit how many times people could come. For KUER News, I'm Annie Knox with Utah News Dispatch.
Homeowners can now see if their properties are at high risk for wildfires. Utah released a new wildland-urban interface map today. That's the area where wilderness meets housing developments. A new state law required a map to be created. It also requires high-risk properties to pay a new fee. At a public meeting last month, State Forester Jamie Barnes said it's in response to Utah's rising insurance costs, but it won't apply to everyone.
It's not the entire state that is painted red, and the whole state is not at high risk. This is the first step that they've taken to really try to address the insurance issues in the state.
KPCW reports homeowners in high-risk areas must start paying the fee next year. It's to cover regular lot assessments that measure risk. State fire officials did not announce exactly how much homeowners will be charged, but Summit County previously estimated it could range from $20 to $100 per year. The federal government says it will step in if states cannot reach an agreement over Colorado River water, and the issue could even land in the U.S. Supreme Court. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez reports.
The Trump administration has given the western states until February to come to an agreement on how to parse out water from the drought-stricken river that serves some 40 million people. Representatives from each state are meeting in Las Vegas this week. Lower basin states, Nevada, Arizona, and California, are at odds with the upper basin states of Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming. Many tribes are also vying to assure their needs are considered. Interior Department Assistant Secretary of Water and Science Andrea Travnicek told attendees in a keynote address on Wednesday that, quote, the time of grandstanding and rhetoric has passed, adding, the river will not wait for us. But negotiations have stalled over a number of conflicting interests besides dwindling water levels. They include growing populations in Mountain West cities, billion-dollar agriculture industries, the rise of water-hungry data centers to power AI, as well as existing water use agreements. Travnicek's boss, Interior Secretary Doug Burgum, has invited governors and water negotiators to Washington, D.C., a meeting anticipated to take place in January and meant to avoid any court battles. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Yvette Fernandez.
You are listening to KUER News.